This is Bram Floria. Friends, I've been thinking a lot recently about our place in history. As you and I share this moment together, there are unique and special things that God wants to share with us that are truly new. We have amazing opportunities in our generation that those before us simply did not. We get to see the Great Commission in action like never before. We get to be part of fulfilling it in ways that have never before existed through our special outreach projects. Friends, God is constantly reminding us that this is our time, and we must act while we have the time to act. This year is a challenging one in this world, there's no doubt about that. And it's a challenging season for Compassion Radio, too. We face a summer financial challenge that we simply can't ignore. Thankfully, the deficit is lower than in some other years in our history, but we still must address it. For the first 70-plus years or so of this ministry, Wilbur and then Norm firmly believed that God would provide through his people and that God would bless our partners for doing so. If there was ever a shortfall, they would simply put it before you, our dear friends, and then leave it in the Lord's hands. So I'll simply do the same. Compassion Radio has never been a passive, self-focused organization. We've always been about challenging, inspiring, and motivating people like you to get involved with what God is doing here at home and around the world. Can I count on you right now to step up in 2019 to make sure that Compassion Radio can continue to be that kind of ministry and hopefully for a long time to come? We know that we're unique in the world of Christian radio and hopefully in a very refreshing way. So thanks for how you will refresh Compassion Radio with your prayers and financial support today and in the days to come. We love you, friends, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Today on Compassion Radio.
And it's wonderful for everyone to have a place where they feel like their culture is being celebrated and valued just as honoring to God as what I'm accustomed to. And then learning how to work through some of the cultural differences. We do things differently.
Right.
And we have to hang in there with each other and communicate and learn why those things are different and, you know, what do we need to address? What do we need to let go? It's a pretty big learning process.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way. Jen Owens is a woman based out of St. Louis, Missouri, that God is using powerfully in the lives of immigrant women and children. Here's Bram with part one of an eye-opening conversation he had with Jen.
With us again on the program today, we have a great friend of Compassion Radio's, a project we've been involved with over the past couple years called Foray, which stands for Friends of Refugees and Immigrants, right there in St. Louis, Missouri. Jen Owens, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's time to bring our listeners back up to speed on what Foray does. Can you sum up for us again what Foray is all about and how God brought this vision for reaching out to immigrant families, especially women and children?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, we work with refugee and immigrant women who've been resettled in St. Louis, Missouri, and it really all got started because of an email that came to us from our church. Folks in our church had become connected with refugees in the community, and they sent out an email asking if families would host newly arrived refugees just for dinner, because so few people who are resettled actually ever make an American friend. Maybe I think the number is about 10%. And so we said yes.
And what you said yes to was a lot more than you bargained for. That's what's so amazing to me about the story. It became a commitment of your church and the whole Christian body there in South St. Louis to really truly reach out to immigrants as Christ would reach out to them.
Yep. So we had a couple of families over. Both families had only been in the U.S. for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And one of the families was a single mom with two school-aged children. Her husband had died in the refugee camp. She had lived in a refugee camp for 17 years, and she spoke no English, and her level of education in general was probably about a second grade level. And I just couldn't quit thinking about, what if it were me in that situation? I was in a foreign country. How would I support my children when I couldn't speak the language and had little education? And I began thinking and praying about if there was anything that I could do. Feel that scripture where God calls us to love the foreigner in our midst. And, you know, what does that actually look like day to day? And so then the idea that came into my mind was that we could work with our hands. We could teach the women or use skills they already had to make things that we could sell. And that would enable them to generate income, but also be in relationship with an American or a cultural insider, you know, someone that they could get to know and have a way to ask questions and feel a part of their new homeland.
And some of the questions people ask might be pretty interesting and things you were not expecting. You probably have some preconceptions about what you could expect of people coming to your home from a different culture. Jen, what happened during that first encounter, the first families that come into your home, the things that you thought would happen that did not happen, or things you had no idea were going to happen? What was that first meeting like?
Well, I guess one kind of interesting thing is I think I expected that the woman that we had initially met, who was really the inspiration for Foray, would become involved in Foray, and she didn't. But we met other people who were members related to her, or I think some of her nieces ended up becoming involved with us. So there was a connection, but it wasn't, I didn't get to help her directly. But we, you know, God opened a door to help other people, and he provided for her as well in different ways. So that was an unexpected thing.
And the things you were not expecting?
Well, I definitely did not think when we hosted them that I would end up starting a nonprofit organization. That was very unexpected. I think we just expected to have people in our home, and I don't know that we expected a lot. We just thought we'll open our home and see what happens, but maybe just be a one-time encounter, or maybe that we would get to see them again, which we didn't see these same families again. Because of them coming in, we met lots of other families that we came to have a relationship with.
And now those relationships have had the far-reaching consequences. You're bringing a lot of other talent and people that care about their needs and care about the community, too. So you're affecting the community, you're affecting the economy of the whole area and the future prospects of an entire group of immigrants.
Well, it's really totally been his work all along, because I don't have a background in business. I don't really know how to start a business. My background was always in ministry overseas or on a campus ministry in the U.S. It's been very interesting to see him bring along, just at the right time, people who had knowledge or expertise in business or in nonprofit management or in board management, whatever we needed at the time. He has brought someone along who is willing to lend their gifts and skills to the cause. And so it was, we really just started with a handful of people who also wanted to love refugee women, who had some handcraft skills, and they were willing to meet up on a Saturday morning and share those skills and love the women. And then from there, it grew into more people involved in more of a formal business, people who are willing to help sell things and provide expertise in other areas.
And you haven't just created beautiful things. You created a whole new economy.
Yeah, yeah. And we eventually added staff members. We have a few part-time staff, and God brought along those people. We have one, our current program manager has a lot of experience with refugees. She actually lived in a refugee camp in Thailand for a year and has worked in case management with resettled refugees. So she had lived in St. Louis, and that's how I initially met her. She'd moved away, and then God provided a job for her husband back in St. Louis. And so she arrived back here just in time to get re-involved.
Just in the nick of time, too.
Yeah, just in the nick of time, yes. That has been really wonderful to see God place just the right person in the position to meet the needs, even needs that we didn't know we were going to have.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
When God says go, His presence goes with you.
My father was a radio broadcaster. He actually started the ministry that we have. He, in essence, passed it down to me, and we've been able to carry it forward. Although we have now changed the focus of the program from essentially devotional now to much more in terms of the global mission of the church, what God is doing around the world, and bringing back those stories.
Hello, friends. This is Bram Floria, president of Compassion Radio. We have the great privilege of celebrating our 75th anniversary. Compassion Radio is the only completely listener-supported radio program on the air this long. We are not funded by a huge church organization or wealthy benefactor. You are our church. If this broadcast has ever challenged you in your faith, inspired you to serve, or encouraged you in any way to do better in your walk with God, please let us know right now by supporting this daily radio ministry and the international mission projects of Compassion Radio with your prayers and with your financial support. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. And new for this year, you can give right through your phone. Just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thank you so much for every prayer and your consistent financial support.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Just like you, Lord.
Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
I think I expected that the woman that we had initially met, who was really the inspiration for Foray, would become involved in Foray, and she didn't. But we met other people who were members related to her, or I think some of her nieces ended up becoming involved with us. So there was a connection, but I didn't get to help her directly. But we, God opened a door to help other people, and he provided for her as well in different ways. So that was an unexpected thing.
And the things you were not expecting?
Well, I definitely did not think when we hosted them that I would end up starting a nonprofit organization. That was very unexpected. I think we just expected to have people in our home, and I don't know that we expected a lot. We just thought we'll open our home and see what happens, but maybe just be a one-time encounter, or maybe that we would get to see them again, which we didn't see these same families again. Because of them coming in, we met lots of other families that we came to have a relationship with.
And now those relationships have had the far-reaching consequences. You're bringing a lot of other talent and people that care about their needs and care about the community too. So you're affecting the community, you're affecting the economy of the whole area and the future prospects of an entire group of immigrants.
Well, it's really totally been his work all along, because I don't have a background in business. I don't really know how to start a business. My background was always in ministry overseas or on a campus ministry in the U.S. It's been very interesting to see him bring along, just at the right time, people who had knowledge or expertise in business or in nonprofit management or in board management, whatever we needed at the time. He has brought someone along who was willing to lend their gifts and skills to the cause. And so we really just started with a handful of people who also wanted to love refugee women, who had some handcraft skills, and they were willing to meet up on a Saturday morning and share those skills and love the women. And then from there, it grew into more people involved in more of a formal business, people who are willing to help sell things and provide expertise in other areas.
And you haven't just created beautiful things. You've created a whole new economy.
Yeah, yeah. And we eventually added staff members. We have a few part-time staff, and God brought along those people. We have our current program manager has a lot of experience with refugees. She actually lived in a refugee camp in Thailand for a year and has worked in case management with resettled refugees. So she had lived in St. Louis, and that's how I initially met her. She'd moved away, and then God provided a job for her husband back in St. Louis. And so she arrived back here just in time to get re-involved.
Just in the nick of time, too.
Yeah, just in the nick of time, yes. That has been really wonderful to see God place just the right person in the position to meet the needs, even needs that we didn't know we were going to have.
And successful ministries have their own challenges. You had some new challenges yourself as you grew out of your closet. Right. God provided a place for you to be settled, to have actually more room to do classes and things. Tell us more about that. I know that our listeners had a part in making that possible this past year.
Well, the most wonderful thing has been that we have gotten to move out of the closet that you're talking about, and we are in our own permanent workshop space.
Amen.
So we actually lease 3 classrooms in a former high school building. 2 of the classrooms are joined, and so we have a place between those classrooms where we've set up a kids' play area, and in one classroom we have sewing machines set up, and in the other end we have all of our jewelry stuff. And so when we have our sewing classes a couple of times a month, all of our women can come and they can bring their children, and the children can play and see their moms, so they're happy, and the moms can see their kids. But they can also learn their new skills, work on their new projects, and all together. It's been really fun for them to come and meet together. And like you were mentioning, there is a meeting of women from different cultures getting to know each other who would have never met if they had stayed in their home country. But here they are. They've been transplanted into St. Louis, Missouri, and now Nepali women are getting to know women from Burma, and they do all have to speak English, and they hear words that they say, they'll tease each other about a certain word from their language. Yeah. And it's just been really fun to hear them see some of those barriers break down and see them getting to know each other and really care for each other.
It's really amazing to watch the kids themselves become the glue that holds these kind of fellowships together. I mean, they learn each other's language faster than the parents can even do. How are they helping to build the community there?
Actually, so one of the women that I'm particularly connected with that I mentor, so I know her kids, and I've helped them get her kids into a private school, a Christian school. I've got to go to Grandparents' Day last year, but watching the kids interact with the other kids in the school, you know, breaking down those barriers. You have the Caucasian kids who have never interacted with other kids, and now they're best friends with, you know, the kids who were moved across the world, and then they don't think anything of it. And it's wonderful.
Jen, let me ask about the worship life of the church that you're part of, because it's not just a Western evangelical or white church. You have a multi-ethnic church, and you're very intentional about that. But it's also not just about trying to play church or sound relevant. You are a welcoming place for the worship traditions of many different parts of the world, and there are many expressions of worship. And I believe those are rich things. They actually build the body. But it's not always easy to do. So what does your church do that's unique that makes it possible for multiple cultures to not just coexist, but to worship together vibrantly?
The church that we're a part of is very intentional about reaching out to different people and embracing one another's cultures. So we actually sing songs in other languages on Sunday morning.
Awesome.
And we're pushed regularly out of our comfort zone. It's like, I certainly have my favorite kind of worship songs.
Mm-hmm. As do I.
Yeah. We don't always sing those, but they do too. And it's wonderful for everyone to have a place where they feel like their culture is being celebrated and valued just as honoring to God as what I'm accustomed to. And then learning how to work through some of the cultural differences. We do things differently.
Right.
And we have to hang in there with each other and communicate and learn why those things are different and, you know, what do we need to address? What do we need to let go? It's a pretty big learning process.
You know, I've seen churches around the world and even here in the States that have something really special, that even though their cultures may be very different from each other, they may be a mosaic, so to speak, of different languages and tastes and cultures and families. They still seem to have an idea that God's presence here is the thing that glues us together. And if I can see Christ in you, and I can allow you to see Christ in me, and God shows up in that fellowship in a unique way, this is more than just the sum of our parts. This is a body that's growing together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's so necessary to be able to see Christ in each of us and listen well to each other.
And bodies that are growing are stretching, they're getting exercise. It's not always comfortable, but love and relationships like families take a lifetime. And if we're investing ourselves in the thing that God wants us to do, I know that He'll bring the fruit in His time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jen, I'd like to wrap it up for today, but come back and talk more about how Foray has grown over the past couple of years. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.